This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for listening this afternoon. Last Monday, you heard D'Lynn Myers talking about Ensemble Theater's new season. Today, it's Blake Robison from Playhouse in the Park discussing their new season. That's on the way in about 20 minutes or so. And later, Dean Regas from the Cincinnati Observatory talks with actor George Takei about being Mr. Sulu and his visit to Cincinnati this week to appear with the Cincinnati Pops and as Grand Marshal of Oktoberfest. He'll also be leading the chicken dance. If you have a question or comment, you can email talk@wvxu.org. You can post on Facebook, tweet us, or call 513-419-7100. To begin with, the Contemporary Arts Center is presenting the first solo U.S. museum exhibition of French street artist J.R. J.R. won a TED Prize in 2011 and has won international acclaim for postering black and white portraits of community members on a variety of city surfaces around the world. You may have seen the HBO documentary about the massive art project known as Inside Out. Here to tell you more about the project and about the exhibition at the Contemporary Arts Center is artist J.R. and curator Pedro Alonso. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you.
Second time on the radio. It's hard sometimes bringing visual arts, but thanks for doing it. And this project is just amazing, J.R. I've seen how the Inside Out project affects people, how these huge portraits provoke a reaction not only for the subject of the photo, but also for the viewers who come upon these massive displays. What was the inspiration, the catalyst for Inside Out?
I guess for years, for like maybe, you know, I'm only 30 years old, but I started when I was 17, 18. And for, you know, 12 years, 10 years, I've been traveling around the world and doing those big portraits in communities. And then I realized the more I would travel, the more that how the community would be involved, how there was they were actually leading the project. So I went, okay, wait, in a lifetime, I will never be able to go in all those places that people invite me to. So why don't I give them the hand so they can do it? And that's how Inside Out started.
Well, explain how the project works, how people participate.
So basically, people can take a portrait with their phone, with their camera, and they upload it to the website insideoutproject.net. And you have to be 5 minimum. You can be 100, you can be thousands of people. And then we print the photos and send it back to you in big format, wherever you are in the world, and for free if you can't afford it. And then it's your turn to paste it. And since we started the project now 2 years ago, more than, you know, 155,000 people have participated in more than 120 countries. It became like a movement around the world where a simple poster can be an act of art or an act, a political act, or, you know, a social act. It's really interesting to see how people turn it into a different cause and purpose depending of where they're from and where what it means for them.
And then let me explain, as J.R. was saying, they'll send you back. It's really a poster size. It's a huge picture of the portrait.
It's quite a big, like the size of your window, or like, you know, 36 by 53 inch for the ones who want to do math.
Well, Pedro, this is the first solo U.S. museum exhibition for J.R. What kind of pressure does that put on you as a curator?
Well, I've worked with J.R. before, and we have an excellent relationship. So I don't. It's not really pressure. It's a very ambitious show. We're really doing a lot. So it's more than anything, it's very exciting. It's a pleasure to work with him.
Well, I mean, this being the first U.S. solo show, that doesn't put any added pressure there. You're just at ease in working with J.R., so it's not bad at all.
Yeah, I mean, not really. I don't. We don't think about it that way. I mean, at least I don't. I think we're very clear about what we want. And when we started to talk about the show, we discussed the idea of why do a show? What's the show about? What's behind it? And the real idea was, it was very clear, we want to articulate his practice because, you know, people see fragments of it online or on Instagram or Twitter, whatever. But to see the breadth, right, the panorama of what he's done, of what he's accomplished, is impressive. And that's really what we're trying to articulate. So someone who sees the show will understand, wow, this has gone on all over the world for, you know, really get a sense of what he's doing. On top of that, we're bringing a photo truck that will be, you know, roving around the city, as well as a giant painting on the building. So it's a very complete show. And we really thought about the public and giving them you know, a clear indication of who JR is.
So this is really a collaboration between you and Pedro JR? I mean, it sounds like it. Because I was going to ask, is the artist applying any pressure to the curator about
it should be? It's an interesting work with a curator, because you have your idea of what your work, but then he have an outside vision and he's been studying much more other artists. So he come with a much, you know, with a different vision, and he said, no, you should present it this way or that way. That's the way I would like to present it to the public. And it's a collaboration, because, you know, I wouldn't see the show the same way if we were not working together. He kind of bring it in a way that he know how to adapt it to the visitors, to the public. I don't work with a curator when I do my art in the street, but I understand that it can take it to another level in a museum, to work on, you know, from the audio guide to like the layout to the all this. It's you know, it's a complete different world for me, and I love it, because it's a great way to take the people inside the different layers of my work, and for that I understand there's a lot of work behind it.
I'm talking to artist J.R. and curator Pedro Alonso about the exhibit coming to the Contemporary Arts Center this week. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org, and you can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100. And I wanted to ask J.R. what it was like to, you know, you're described as a street artist, what it's like to bring your art from the outdoors and having it in a box, if you may.
Yeah, you know, I've always liked that the indoor, because when you walk on the outdoor, you have all that interaction with the public. It's like a performance. But that performance, even if you go in the street and you see the piece by yourself, there's always different moments where you might grab that piece. The moment where we paste it creates a huge reaction in the street. Then the moment, you know, where people see it at night or during the day. I love documenting all that. I love capturing this all around the world. So then when you go indoor, what's really interesting, and that's what we're going to present, you can present videos of that. You can actually show a complete perspective throughout what happened in different countries, and suddenly like take the people by the hand slowly into your own world. And what I wanted still is that when they leave, I wanted them to participate. And that's why we have our photo booth truck, which is actually a photo booth that if you get in, it takes your photo, and 5 seconds later, you have your poster in massive format. And we're going to have that photo booth in front of the museum. We're going to have it at Fontaine Square. We're going to take it around. So that's definitely something that can, you know, takes you into, you know, into the walk, into the action of doing it.
I'll ask the same question to you, Pedro. You know, bringing that, what he usually does on the outside, with that interaction, with that performance aspect, and putting it inside. What, you know, how and what kind of challenges do you face as a curator?
Well, you know, obviously it the artist has to feel comfortable. You know, so this is JR needs to feel comfortable being inside and what he's doing inside, but it does present a different arena in terms of it is a space where people can contemplate more, where you know, JR made a new body of work. It's called Women Are Heroes Kibera, where it consists of 85 portraits of women who he worked with, of 17 different women he worked with in Africa, and it's a really beautiful piece which he made for this exhibit. He's never really done a work like this before. But this piece is really important because it shares the intimacy of photographing someone at that distance. JR gets very close when he photographs a subject, and then next to it, there's a pasting of the portraits on the site in Africa, in Kenya, and so there's this juxtaposition of intimate and spectacular, of private and public, and that leads to this really, really beautiful dialogue. And that's really what the public can see in the art. The art has a similar message. It's just conveyed differently. Outdoor, as JR pointed out, there is a more performative aspect. But at the same time, they're intimately linked. Everything JR does outside, he's built this amazing archive, which then he can use to make works of art that, you know, will work in the museum. The other thing I'd like to add is that the Zaha Hadid building is spectacular, and it has a very unique interior, and JR's really embraced that. It has this kind of, very urban it kind of it looks like an outdoor, you know, the inside is like the outside, and that all of those balconies, those walls that come out of nowhere, that presents a really unique opportunity to install his work, and it's going to look great.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that too, JR, the Zaha Hadid building and working with that art. You can join this conversation by calling 513-419-7100. Pete from Kentucky says, JR, you've done some projects in fairly unsafe places without permission from authorities. Is that a big part of your art, taking that risk?
Interesting questions. You know, it's not a goal, but if I don't have the choice, then I'll take the risk. And in a lot of those places, I couldn't ask for any authorization, and I wanted to do it with the community. I wanted them to decide. I wanted them to be the curators, actually, them to decide if it makes sense on their wall. So coming there with an authorization would have actually changed that relation I would have had with them. And so it's never a goal to do things illegally, but when I don't have the choice, which was in 80% of the case, maybe throughout my career, I had to do it, yeah.
Do you ever feel threatened in doing it? You know, in watching the documentary and seeing some very tense encounters there.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there have been some places, not even only in this film and the projects I've done before in Brazil or Liberia or Sierra Leone or places like that. But I've always been impressed by how, you know, even in places where you would think that art wouldn't have a meaning, a sense of an expectation from the people, there would be so much enthusiasm around it, that people would help, people would protect me. I would only come there with one or two friends, and the community would really take over. And I always kind of feel safe, you know, in this kind of condition, because I was really impressed by how much the people wanted it and were ready for this discussion, dialogue, and it was, you know, it was creating an impulsion in the communities.
Back to what I was going to ask about the building, postering the Contemporary Art Center. This, you know, what could be considered a piece of art by Zaha Hadid, you know, a well-respected architect. You know, how do both of you approach that? And, you know, Pedro, you've already talked about how, look at these walls we have to work with.
I mean, it's a fascinating building. Each time I get in there, it's a beautiful museum. You know, I'm really proud and happy and you know, to be able to exhibit in there and to cover part of the facade too. You know, you'll see it. I did a special image for that building. We were still working on it even this morning. We're gonna start pasting maybe tomorrow, so people can walk by the street and they'll see us pasting. And we're going to walk in for the next 2-3 days on the outdoor also.
Your view, Pedro?
Yeah, I think, you know, what JR is mentioning is when people can witness him in action when he's working outside. And that is, you know, very special. You know, watching the artist work, watching it go up, it really gives the public a sense of ownership. You know, when they saw it and they tell their friends, and it builds this amazing energy, you know, good vibes around the show.
I want to ask about, you know, this project, JR, because it does seem, and I can't remember where I ran across this, but it seems to put a lot of responsibility on the subject of the photo. That, you know, when people get this photo, oh, it's just a photo, but they get this photo and they feel that sense of responsibility, they have to make it mean something.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you can watch online lots of stuff. You can, you know, even see on my feed, my Instagram, which is @JR, you'll see a lot of photos. But when you participate, when you actually receive your photo that big, you have it in your hand, when you come to the photo booth, you'll experience that. It actually makes something that you couldn't see see happening until you actually have it in your hand and you're like, okay, what do I do with my image? And that's a really heavy question. Where do I post it? What does it mean if I put it there? What does it mean if I put it with those people? You know, why does it mean if I put it in my living room? You know, all those questions. And it's interesting. For me, this project is like a mirror of society. It reflects what people feel and want, and image became such a strong tool for our generation that it have sometimes impacts like you saw in the movie, like in Tunisia, where it created riots around the street around the photos.
I wanted to ask about coming to Cincinnati, what your preconceived notion of Cincinnati might have been and what you've found since you've been here. I'll begin with you, Pedro.
I've been here several times. I have friends here and have come here often, but it's a city I love. I always enjoy coming here, but I had being here with JR is different. We've had people buy us drinks, loan us a car, invite us for lunch. The hospitality is the generosity of Cincinnati is really touching, in terms of helping us with production on certain things, getting us supplies. There's been this real outpouring of support, which you don't find everywhere. I've spoken to several, we're working with a printer and they were telling, and the excitement they have at being part of an art project, of breaking away from the mundane work that they do every day and applying a commercial or industrial process to an artistic project. People love that. And that's, I think, one of the things that's most gratifying about working with JR is how people get involved. They take ownership and it's really the magic, if you will, of JR, how he allows people to share in what he does.
And you, JR, here you're talking about Tunisia and Kenya and all these other places around the world you've been in. Here you are in Cincinnati, Ohio, that many folks might not hold in high esteem, shall we say.
No, I have to say that, like Pedro said, I've been amazed. And, we talked about it every day since we arrived. How people, were so friendly, so nice with us. Someone just brought us, a car, just gave us the key. We were at the coffee and said, it's just a car. You give it to me next week. People invite us here for food and all the time with such a, generosity. And I've seen that in different places in the world, but not, I don't know. I've been really touched by how it happened here. I've never had that in the US or in Europe. I've seen that in, in much further places. And it's great to find that back in, not far from your house. I live in New York, so, it's amazing. You can talk to anyone. Everyone would be friendly. I enjoy a lot, and we go, we went to the ballet, we're going to a concert, we try to also enjoy everything that's happening in the city. It's a real pleasure to be here. We went to the movies yesterday, we went to the aquarium, we did it, we're trying
Rabbit
to do...
Rabbit hash.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're running short on time, and I wanted to ask JR that in my research before this interview, read somewhere about this project having the potential to change the world. As an artist, what part of the world are you trying to change?
I guess, it's interesting when you bring the idea of changing the world. It was TED, that the conference that asked me, why would it change the world? And I think, after thinking about it, that when you change the perception of people, that how they look at things, if you change that, you actually change the world. And for me, that's exactly the path where I'm walking. Those photos are not directly changing the life of the people, but it actually changed their perception on others, their perception of how they should look at each other, how they should be seen by each other. And this is, for me, a big step to change the world.
The artist JR in town to make Cincinnati his new canvas for the global participatory art project Inside Out. And Pedro Alonso, curator for the first solo U.S. Museum exhibition of JR's work, which is happening this week at the Contemporary Arts Center. The Inside Out truck, the photo truck you've heard mentioned, will be on locations including the Contemporary Arts Center and Findlay Market later this week. Details available at wvxu.org. And thanks for dropping by, guys.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks for having us.